You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Dimitri Payet to score and West Ham to win was 13-2. Now 8-1. Olivier Giroud to score and Arsenal to win was 13-8. Now 2-1. West Ham did well in this fixture last season, Derek, winning one and drawing one against the Gunners in the league. However, they're without a win in five now and they desperately need to return to form. A little bit unlucky against Tottenham. I think that was a couple of weeks ago now, Derek. Do you see any value in West Ham at 19-5?
I think they're a massive price. I really do. There are signs of them coming back to form. I know they were useless in midweek against United, but I really think they gave that game up from a very early stage. In fact, from the moment Ibrahimovic scored after about 90 seconds, they were awful. They were unrecognisable from the team that had played at Old Trafford 3 days earlier and got a draw there. I thought, you know, that was a very impressive performance. A good headline in the Mirror this week: Stars on Sunday, Weaklings Wednesday. That described West Ham this week. And remember too that, you know, they had a good result against was it the City, did you say? I can't remember. It was the City game there.
They played well against Spurs, didn't they?
Yeah, narrowly beaten there. There's reasons to like West Ham at the moment. Arsenal, I'm not having them. I watched them against Bournemouth last week and I actually thought Bournemouth outclassed them for about 75 minutes. I thought Bournemouth were much the better team. And you're in trouble when that's the case. Bournemouth, we'll come to Bournemouth later, by the way. 4-1 to beat Liverpool. Ho-ho! I'm going to go for West Ham here. I think they're overpriced. 4-1 at home against Arsenal, who they did a number on last season. As you say, drew one and won one. I don't think they've got anything to be scared of against Arsenal. I really don't. I look at our Arsenal team, and I read somewhere this week, someone was saying that player for player, their squad has got the strongest in depth among all the teams in Europe. What planet is that guy from? Because I can't, Sanchez apart, I can't see anybody that scares me if I was an opponent. I'm going for West Ham here. It's too big.
West Ham 19-5 for Derek. Tom?
I'm going to go the opposite way. I look at Arsenal, I look at away from home. They've not lost away from home this season. They've won six of their matches on their travels. They've drawn just three. It's been a poor month for Arsenal, but what they've been able to do, despite recent performances, is kind of dig in and get some draws. Draws against Tottenham, draws against Manchester United. You know, admittedly dropped points against Middlesbrough. This is league form, and you know they've not been scintillating, they've not played well. But West Ham are a nothing side for me. I know they played well against Tottenham and Manchester United. They got that draw, but for me, there's too many of their big players, and the big player that they're reliant on, of course, is Payet, and he is just not turning up. I mean, he threw the towel in pretty quickly in midweek, and whether he's able to sort of gain something, you know, get his mojo back quickly for Saturday, I'm not too sure. I just feel away from home, Arsenal are a team I want to be backing, especially on a big pitch at the London Stadium. You know, a little bit of pressure on West Ham. They got those back-to-back wins a few weeks ago and people thought, well, that's it. A bit like Stoke. You know, those two are in similar situations, but Stoke have climbed up the table. West Ham, you know, recent results have pushed them way back down. I just think Arsenal, you know, with the changes that are going to be made to the team, also, you know, they made a lot of changes in midweek. I think it's going to be a lot stronger for them. And this is the kind of game you're looking at Arsenal sort of away results: Sunderland, Burnley, Hull City, Watford. They've won those games with very little problems. I know the Burnley one was kind of late on, but, you know, they've gone there and beaten those teams. And I can't really say that West Ham, based on this season, are any better or any worse than any of those teams that they've gone and got results at. And I think they will do it, Arsenal. It's how they do it. They're not going to make life easy, are they? You know, I think this is a game, if you want to avoid the outright results, you've got to look at goals here. I see neither defence, and especially with the injury problems that both teams have, I see neither defence covering themselves in glory. And I see there being plenty, and I don't mind the over 3.5 price actually at 13-8. Likewise, Arsenal victory and over 2.5 goals, and that's where I'm going to head at 13-10. I think Arsenal will concede, but ultimately I think they're too strong for a misfiring West Ham side.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill. Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.